Hi, I'm researching before I go cracking open one of my six bulbs. I had originally tried controlling these through HAS using Tuya Local Library. The problem with these bulbs is that after a short duration of time, the bulbs go unresponsive and require using the mobile app and Bluetooth to wake the bulbs up before they start accepting commands again. I can't implement a way to wake the bulbs using BLE and HAS while they are running their original firmware. So here I am. I've read up and watched several videos, but from the FCC internal photos, the daughter board is quite different than all the examples I have seen. I am just wondering if this type of board has already been flashed by any users here, or if anyone can help me ascertain how to flash the chip. Here is a photo of the board, and here is the FCC URL for the bulb. TIA. Added after 2 hours, 2 minutes. Some more pics. This is apparently a newer revision, as it uses the 7231N chip. I first tried Tuya Cloud Cutter, but they don't have make, model, or firmware version that this bulb has. The bulb has 1.5-21 firmware, Tuya Protocol 3.5. So I am left with flashing via serial. The last picture is of the LED board and has pinouts for the header on the PSU board. GOND, 20 volt, V plus, 3.3 volt, CLK, SDA. The second last pick is the PSU PCB, to help ascertain what's what. I am wondering how I would connect this to my USB serial adapter. Thanks. The board has it as an RGW plus TW and SM2135E, and it has a 26,000 crystal oscillator on the daughter board that is not present in the FCC internal picks. If there is any more information I can give, please let me know. Thanks. Added after 5 hours, 5 minutes. So, I managed to get it flashed, but now I'm trying to figure out how to configure it properly. I did not need to desolder the daughter board, but it was good practice. I imported the JSON that the GPIO detector supplied, and I can toggle the light and change its RGB color. Its brightness is very low, the RGB colors need tuning, and the white temperature slider turns the bulb off. I will comb through the docs to see if I can figure out how to get it working better. Happy that this project exists.